Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The DH, Bill Buckner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brad Wellman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librand. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. Stillwell moves to second. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Franco reaches second base with a double. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco moves to third. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Carter steals second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer strikes out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Castillo. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Castillo steals second. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kittle hits a pop-up towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Washington hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Castillo moves to third. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Allenson hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Librand fires to first and has Washington trapped. There's the throw to Stillwell who tags Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McFarlane hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Wellman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wellman hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stillwell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Librand fires to first and picks off Upshaw. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librand fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson strikes out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wellman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-0-2. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0-0. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0-0. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-0-0. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0-0. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a pop-up beyond second. Wellman can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-0-0. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Castillo. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Castillo steals second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Castillo scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Steve Farr now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-0-0. There's a wild pitch. Allenson moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mel Hall now playing left field. Doug Jones now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-0-0. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wellman is 0-for-2 in the game. Wellman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Upshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Upshaw takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farr fields it and throws to first for the out. Upshaw moves to second. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Farr. Upshaw moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett strikes out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.